Strings of white lights strewn from trailer top to trailer top glimmer against the violet night sky. A classic Syrian tune, with its piercing accordion, strikes into the dry desert air. The sand shifts to the quickening beat of the darbuka. It can mean only one thing. It's wedding season in Zaatari. A cheering crowd gathers in a semicircle around the bride and groom, seated together in clear plastic chairs at the heart of the excitement. The bride wears a sparkling gold dress and a matching headscarf that shine in the darkness. Powder blue liner surrounds her beaming eyes, cast upward into the drama of the night. Camera flashes and compliments abound for the 20-something young woman. Her dress is gorgeous. Makeup is flawless. Hair is stunning, she is told. But the mastermind behind the look is nowhere to be found. She is back in Saudi Market. Past the new falafel shop and toward the pink trailer with the emerald green dress hanging by the window. The accordions are only a faint echo now. Back beyond the trailer's wooden sign with its name painted on it, Salon El Noir, Salon of Lights, and inside the purple door. Through the narrow zigzag lane between the rainbow of puffy bottom dresses dangling from the ceiling. Back still, through the half-parted burgundy velvet curtain and into the beauty salon is where we finally find her. Seated with her back resting against the glittery pink wall, she drinks her chai, her tea, peacefully. She is Yasmina. Dressed in all black, with a black and gray striped hijab wrapped elegantly around her head, sitting like a queen in her castle. Silent power and confidence. For most of her four decades on Earth, Yasmina's life mission has been to prepare brides for their weddings. Ever since I was a young girl in Syria, I loved dressing up my dolls and doing their hair. When I was 14, I told my parents I would one day open a salon, and I did. But she knows her place on wedding day. She likes to give her clients space. Rather than attend the festivities, she spends this evening with her family in the salon. Her son Ashraf, thin with big energetic eyes and tightly wound curls, wearing a red and white Arsenal jersey, jumps onto one of the two perched brown leather seats in front of the long mirror, as if to make an announcement. He talks about his first day at soccer camp and how he scored his first goal, all to build up to his final line, one he does not hesitate to deliver. Wallahi ana ahsan min Lionel Messi. As God is my witness, I am better than Lionel Messi. Yasmina's husband Abdel, who is sitting next to her, nearly chokes on his tea in laughter. Yasmina smiles, a sort of wise, bemused, even-tempered smile, as if to remind you not to get too high or too low in life. A smile of gratitude that recalls how she fled southern Syria while pregnant with Ashraf, how he was born prematurely at only 7 months, and how she traveled to Zaatari with him in her arms. A smile of experience that tells her customers to trust her for their big days. Believe me, sometimes a smile is enough. She stands to get ready to head home and glances at the clock on the wall. Back in District 5, the wedding is probably ending and her client should soon be heading home for the celebration. A celebration in a refugee camp. A celebration many outside the camp might find surprising, given the sufferings of war that led to the camp's very existence. Yasmina laughs dismissively at the notion. Syrians always find an excuse to celebrate. Then her face turns more serious, as if reflecting on her life's journey in just that moment. Fi waqt al-huzn wa fi waqt al-farah. There is a time for sadness, and there is a time for happiness.